Ever since the U.S. ambassador to Syria left the country, Robert Ford has been using social media to monitor events on the ground and try to shape them. On his Facebook page, Ford has posted satellite images of tanks moving on cities and a pipeline fire spreading toxic fumes. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the State Department has been encouraging ambassadors, like Ford, to engage in social media diplomacy.
Before ambassadors head out on assignment, they get a course in what Alec Ross calls 21st century statecraft.
I tell all of our ambassadors, remember, you only have one mouth, but you have two ears. So use this as a way of not just communicating with the citizens of the country where you're serving, but also understanding the point of view of people who may not be sitting with you at a mahogany table inside the embassy.
Sitting at such a table in the State Department's rare books room, the senior advisor on innovation says it wasn't an easy start for Ambassador Ford in Syria. He had early run-ins with pro-government bloggers known as the Syrian Electronic Army.
What we could have done is we could have curled into the fetal position and said, oh, well, this didn't work. On the contrary, what Ambassador Ford did is he responded to some of the misinformation that was published by the Syrian Electronic Army. And the real Syrian citizens themselves then lashed out against the Syrian Electronic Army.
And the army retreated, Ross says. He also points to another ambassador, Michael McFaul, in Russia, using social media to counter what's being said about him in the Russian press.
Today, if somebody is lying about you in the media, and there have been plenty of things that are factually inaccurate written about Ambassador McFaul, we now have the tools to be able to get the real facts out there.
McFaul seems to be online 24 hours a day, batting back rumors, writing about his reset of relations with Russia, or talking about his date nights with his wife. John Brown, who teaches public diplomacy at Georgetown University, wonders if the ambassador can keep up that pace.
I'm concerned about this, especially as someone who was involved in public diplomacy for over 20 years on behalf of our government, mostly in Eastern Europe. And, you know, ultimately, what's most important about public diplomacy, in my view, is not Facebook to Facebook, but face to face.
Brown also says that the State Department still seems to be of two minds, promoting social media while also trying to control the message and keep tabs on personal blogs of Foreign Service officers. Former State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley remembers causing some heartburn when he tweeted about Hosni Mubarak last year, saying Egypt can't just reshuffle the deck and stand pat.
Segment 1.
Ever since the U.S. ambassador to Syria left the country, Robert Ford has been using social media to monitor events on the ground and try to shape them. On his Facebook page, Ford has posted satellite images of tanks moving on cities and a pipeline fire spreading toxic fumes. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the State Department has been encouraging ambassadors, like Ford, to engage in social media diplomacy.
Before ambassadors head out on assignment, they get a course in what Alec Ross calls 21st century statecraft.
I tell all of our ambassadors, remember, you only have one mouth, but you have two ears.
Segment 2.
So use this as a way of not just communicating with the citizens of the country where you're serving, but also understanding the point of view of people who may not be sitting with you at a mahogany table inside the embassy.
Sitting at such a table in the State Department's rare books room, the senior advisor on innovation says it wasn't an easy start for Ambassador Ford in Syria. He had early run-ins with pro-government bloggers known as the Syrian Electronic Army.
What we could have done is we could have curled into the fetal position and said, oh, well, this didn't work. On the contrary, what Ambassador Ford did is he responded to some of the misinformation that was published by the Syrian Electronic Army. And the real Syrian citizens themselves then lashed out against the Syrian Electronic Army.
Segment 3.
And the army retreated, Ross says. He also points to another ambassador, Michael McFaul, in Russia, using social media to counter what's being said about him in the Russian press.
Today, if somebody is lying about you in the media, and there have been plenty of things that are factually inaccurate written about Ambassador McFaul, we now have the tools to be able to get the real facts out there.
McFaul seems to be online 24 hours a day, batting back rumors, writing about his reset of relations with Russia, or talking about his date nights with his wife. John Brown, who teaches public diplomacy at Georgetown University, wonders if the ambassador can keep up that pace.
Segment 4.
I'm concerned about this, especially as someone who was involved in public diplomacy for over 20 years on behalf of our government, mostly in Eastern Europe. And, you know, ultimately what's most important about public diplomacy, in my view, is not Facebook to Facebook, but face to face.
Brown also says that the State Department still seems to be of two minds, promoting social media while also trying to control the message and keep tabs on personal blogs of Foreign Service officers. Former State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley remembers causing some heartburn when he tweeted about Hosni Mubarak last year, saying Egypt can't just reshuffle the deck and stand pat.